You don't. You're fake news. Don't ever talk again. You're fake news. One of the worst in the business.
Okay, so he's deploying military to protect his failing reflecting pool after the contractors botched it. And when people ask about that, he says, "Don't ever ask me a question again." Have I talked about Mad King theory on this show before? Mad King theory says that when a leader hits a certain threshold of delusion and starts focusing more on aesthetics and bunkering themselves in, they rapidly lose touch with the people they're supposed to represent and essentially turn into a Mad King. That is what we are seeing right now in our capital city of Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is currently the Mad King of D.C. as he continues these failed renovation projects where he doubles down afterwards and renovates them for a second time, a third time. Not only did he tear down the ballroom, take control of public spaces to create a golf course for himself in D.C., not only is he now redoing the reflecting pool for the second time after effing it up the first time, but we are now learning that Donald Trump's helipad at the White House is being built again for the second time. This says, "Do you see this helipad on the White House lawn that Donald Trump is building while you pay more for gas and healthcare? He is scrapping it and starting over. He is quite literally scrapping the helipad, starting over, and spending more taxpayer dollars on this. This is the Mad King theory in action." We'll dig into the ballroom in one moment, but look at this video of the helipad being torn up for the second time. I mean, just for some more details on this. This was a part of a $13 million renovation that includes the South driveway, helipad, and more stuff on the White House grounds. A Lockheed Martin subsidiary actually offered to pay for the first round of the renovations, but now Trump wants another round of renovations that's going to get increasingly expensive. Lord have mercy, he is a Mad King. Right now, there is an internal strife within the Republican Party where Jeanine Pirro, the attorney for D.C., reportedly got into a screaming match with Doug Burgum, the Interior Secretary, over whether or not the reflecting pool was vandalized or was a botched contracting job. Spoiler alert, it was a botched contracting job, according to the contractors themselves, according to the court filings, and even Trump has sort of admitted before. On the left, you see workers installing Trump's planned granite seal last week. On the right is the helipad today, after the granite was dismantled over the weekend. Just listen to this. Trump quite literally installed a seal, a granite seal, after dismantling it, didn't like it, so he scrapped it and is starting over. This is why we're still stuck in a war with Iran. This is why we're still struggling with inflation. This is why the Strait of Hormuz is closed, causing gas prices to spike. This is why Trump can't get any of his campaign promises delivered. It says, scoop, Trump has ordered workers to redo weeks of work on his planned White House helipad. New WAPO photos show how past work was removed over the weekend. Trump is contemplating changes to White House lawn slope as well, raising bigger questions about the project, the scope, and the cost. This $13 million renovation will likely be doubled to maybe $26 million, $30 million, and this has already happened with the ballroom, which way exceeded the scope and the cost. This also happened with the reflecting pool, which way exceeded the scope and the cost. Here is construction of the ballroom at the White House seen from the window of the Washington Monument. It honestly just looks ugly at this point. Trump then posted this photo of the ballroom. You want to know, here's my nuance. I think it's okay to have our monuments in pristine condition. If you want to maintain the reflecting pool, that's fine. But that is not what Donald Trump is doing. He has developed an unhealthy, narcissistic, intense obsession with the aesthetics of DC while completely pushing aside and blinding himself to the problems of average Americans. That is what Mad King theory is. If Obama during his presidency was like, "Hey guys, I'm going to direct you all to maintain the reflecting pool," that would be one thing. But if Obama during his presidency was frothing at the mouth in the Oval Office, starting beefs with people in his administration, even Fox News would be like, "What the hell are you doing, man?" Here is the Mad King of DC in the Oval Office. You know, referring to Jeanine Pirro as a botched job, he's pissed at her, and this led to a screaming match later in the day. Let me play this clip for you.
Graffiti all over it. I won't say what was on the sidewalk, but horrible, 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 disgusting stuff. And not only did we fix it, we have military standing there watching it. And if anybody touches it, that was the one mistake with the reflecting pond. They hadn't put up the cameras yet. They had enough up because you see what's happening. But if they would have had them up, we would have had it would have been a lot easier. And I was disappointed with Jeanine Pirro, really disappointed with Jeanine Pirro. She folded like an umbrella, and people get away with things, and it's a disgrace.
Yeah, totally not Mad King when he's talking about sending the military to the reflecting pool. So we now know in the Oval Office, Pirro, her voice raised at times, directly confronted Doug Burgum, the Interior Secretary, accusing him of misleading the president. She made the case that Burgum had promoted a self-serving cover story to conceal his own missteps. This is also a part of Mad King theory. You have no reality tests around you because all of the people who are giving you information are feeding you BS. Back in 2020, when Donald Trump lost the election to Joe Biden, he also went into Mad King mode and he tried to steal the election in a bunch of different ways by doing fake electors, by, you know, scamming voters, by calling Brad Raffensperger and saying, hey, please find 11,000 votes to win this election for me. Then he did January 6th. We all know the story. And it's because the people around him, like Rudy Giuliani, were feeding him false info. This is Jeanine Pirro leaving the White House the other day after this screaming match, after a meeting with Donald Trump, and she has some boxes with her. It's really interesting. She has not been confirmed to be fired, but Donald Trump was asked about this and said that he doesn't know whether he's going to fire her yet. George Conway says, I have to say that Pirro seems to have done basically the right thing yesterday at the White House in dismissing the reflecting pool cases, and I agree here. To be sure, she should have never brought them in the first place. It was all a BS lie, and she should not be off the hook for lying about this, but it's fair to give credit and say that dropping this case and butting heads with Trump was the right thing to do. Trump then continues to demean her.
To Jeanine, and frankly, I think she choked, because the judge was really vicious. Instead of going after the people that did it, the judge went after her and went after her department. And I guess she choked. I don't know what the hell happened.
Are you reconsidering her role?
I don't know what. You're fake news. Don't ever talk again. You're fake news. One of the worst in the business.
Okay, so he's deploying military to protect his failing reflecting pool after the contractors botched it. And when people ask about that, he says, don't ever ask me a question again. He's starting beef with his own administration officials and might even fire Jeanine Pirro. A reporter asked him in LA last night, are you going to keep Jeanine Pirro? And Trump said, I haven't made a decision. Actual lunatic. I want to show you this clip of Trump basically throwing the contractor under the bus today after saying less than a month ago that this contractor was great.
Now, I'm not saying I was 100% thrilled with the contractor, but the contractor was rushing. We wanted to get it open for July 4th, and we got it done. And by the way, I didn't know the contractor. Everyone said the contract. I didn't know the contractor. But when it was completed, it was perfect. I said, you know, Doug, I have a guy who's unbelievable at doing swimming pools. I'm going to send my contractor over and take a look. He looked at it. He called me up. He said, so we can do something on it. We have a color. It's called American flag blue. I said, that's the color I like. He talked me into it very easily.
Dude, that may seem like a small lie, but that is an unbelievably brazen lie that is a microcosm of his entire narcissistic personality and lack of reality tests. He said he didn't know the contractor. He didn't know the guy.
The contractor was rushing. We wanted to get it open for July 4th, and we got it done. And by the way, I didn't know the contractor.
And then he said less than a month ago that he knows the contractor, that he's a friend of his. And now that it's botched, he is trying to backtrack. We also have more projects in the works. Trump is trying to take over public spaces in order to build his own golf courses in D.C. The project has been on his mind lately, this says. During an hour-plus speech Monday to small business owners, Trump spent about 9 minutes talking about the paint job, detailing the granite floor, and boasting that he had whittled the renovation's costs from to $1.9 million from the initial $400 million estimate. That was about the ballroom. Trump's next project might be East Potomac Park, home to an affordable, accessible public golf course. The Republican president has talked of transforming it into a posh U.S. Open caliber course. Signs were posted this week warning of a disruption, and preservation advocates took the government to court as debris dumped there from the White House East Wing demolition tested positive for lead. By late Friday, the nonprofit that operates the course said it would continue managing the space until the National Park Service begins a historic restoration. Donald Trump is taking control of these public spaces and trying to renovate things, and it's a botched job. Over and over and over, it is a botched job. Says, is the reflecting pool reflecting again? Maybe a little bit, but it still needs 7 million gallons of water to fill it. What an absolute, absolute mess. We're then learning that more cases were dropped. Prosecutors in Washington are now dropping more charges against three more defendants who had been accused of vandalizing the reflecting pool. Jeanine Pirro abruptly abandoned the four cases after investigators concluded that botched work by a contractor, not vandalism, was the primary cause of widespread damage. Dude, I'm sorry to keep using and revisiting this theory, but I think it's very powerful. What the Mad King would do is try to deflect everything on his enemies because he can't take the ego hit of having a botched job that looks terrible and the fact that it's all his fault. What I find really alarming is about a week ago, there was an attack on water treatment plants in Minnesota and seven other states. Rather than taking any sort of accountability for the war that he started with Iran and Iran's subsequent hack and attack, Donald Trump said that it was Tim Walz and the Democrats who did it. It's the same thing with the reflecting pool. He tries to deflect to the other side, and it's despicable. One more time, here's this video of Jeanine Pirro walking out with her suitcase. We need to keep holding Trump accountable for these things. They are terrified of Democratic accountability. They are terrified of the candidates that are coming up. Here's J.D. Vance talking about Abdul El-Sayed, who won the Michigan Senate primary last night. Take a listen to this clip.
Are working with us. We don't want the next administration, whoever, you know, God forbid, you're going to have President El-Sayed in 3 years. We don't want him to undo all the incredible work that we've been doing when we've been taking out the fraudsters and saving the American people money and are working with us.
If you want to take out all the fraudsters, then Abdul El-Sayed seems to be your guy. Republicans always do this thing where they try to paint Democrats as wanting this horrific reality, but they're actually saying something that sounds pretty good. They're like, could you imagine a President AOC? She's going to try to give more health care to more people and try to take out all the fraudsters and the corruption. She's going to try to prosecute all of the Republicans who are corrupt. And it's like, yeah, I could imagine that reality, and that sounds pretty good. Here's the reality that Abdul imagines in his victory speech.
It's not because we ignore our challenges. The greatness of America is the ability to see those challenges and fix them. And 250 years on, as we think about where we go from here, it is that ability to correct that we together have embraced in this movement. We live in an era of historical inequality, in an era where union participation is near an all-time low, but the number of billionaires has never been higher. An era where schools continue to carry the consequences of historical segregation. An era where we continue to see a few very small people try to define America as being as small as they are. We can't control the past 250 years. What we can do is build the next 250.
Very well said, very inspirational, and I'll leave it on that note. We do have a Mad King in D.C. who is more focused on his own renovation and starting new projects and building golf courses and enriching himself than he is on the American people. It is that simple. It is that simple. He has said himself he is not focused on the pocketbook of Americans. It is not his priority. He spends way more time talking about Granite. I mean, even as I showed you in that screenshot earlier, Trump went to a small business meeting where he had 45 minutes to speak, and he spent about 20% of that speech talking about the ballroom and the renovations he was making. It's sickening. I love you all. If you appreciate these vacation videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'm heading back to Chicago soon. I'll be back in studio pushing out a lot of content for you all. Love you all. Peace out.